This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Bryn is in black and white.
I don't know
if that just means he's kind of in a melancholy mood, but
yes,
you know, it is Monday after all.
Old school.
Are we on?
We are, and apparently we're in black and white, Vin.
I am.
Oh, well, yeah. Bryn is. Everyone else is in color.
Yeah, I'm just testing some stuff out. I'm always testing.
Always testing.
This guy over here is
always
testing.
You should go live, do a test. It's crazy.
I mean,
it's one of the things. It's so funny to see you in black. I'm looking out my window at the most glorious, I mean, summery-ish
day. It's a bright day, yeah.
It's just beautiful. Nice. And then I look at you and you're all, I'm sad. I'm in an old movie.
I'm in an old movie.
Old school.
With my stunner shades on.
I was just on the help. I don't know why I thought I could pull this off, but my Nest Protects won't connect to the internet.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I've been trying to make this happen, and I can't. So I finally called them.
I've got 5 minutes. I'll call them right now while I'm in the middle of a show.
And after I gave them all of my info, I was out of time. I'm like, oh, dude, really? We just did all this talking about who I am and what all my info is, and now you don't have any time to give me what I need, which is
did
the
you
simple
get a,
answer.
Did you get a number so you can call back and pick it right back up at that
he
point?
He says he's going to call me. We'll see.
Man. Well, Bryn, be sure we don't have anything to do after the show. Thank you. Okay, now it's time for the text.
You know that's not true. I'm sure you got that email.
Oh, no. You're an evil producer. You need
what?
To be in black and white.
Was
I don't
that?
Either, that doesn't make sense if you're in
kidding.
Color.
We don't have a lot to do today. You're kidding, right?
No, you don't have a lot to do. Don't worry. It's going to take you like 2 minutes.
Things, right?
2 minutes.
Good.
As long as you don't
break
spend
early.
5 minutes complaining about it, it'll take 2 minutes.
Oh, like we ever do that.
Oh, my God.
Don't frame us like that, Bryn.
You know, it's funny because it's true.
No, it's not true.
The true things always are. Hilarious.
What are we, the Oakley School Board? Get out of here.
we're not on, right? I haven't been framed.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent us today.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
I just tuned into radio.com for some Saturday morning S&V. And they say they love the show. That's
great. Oh, good. Yeah, the reviews are people are very excited about our Saturday morning special. 6 to 10 a.m. every Saturday. 6 days a week now. Hello.
Over-delivering as usual, guys.
Yep.
Good job.
Yes. Vinny and I, of course, we thought up this great idea, and we put all the work into it to make it happen.
Thank you, SVBNN. I've been an essential worker from day one. I work Saturdays, and not being able to hang out with you guys sucked. But now I can.
Yeah,
you've all
so
made
exciting.
Me a happy little essential worker. Mm-hmm. Robert in Concord.
Well, there's us doing our part. That's nice. I'm really glad people like it because I think it's a good idea. Really
someone
cute.
Says, it's 415, says, the house move was 4 years of planning and cost the owner $400,000. Another person says it took 8 months to plan the house move.
Oh. So people don't know.
But I imagine that, you know, permit process started many years ago and it has taken years. It's probably forever. You got to believe that, right?
That ain't something you put together overnight, for sure.
Right.
The city's like, well, hold on now. What?
We're going to need our healthy cut of this to let you, roll a house down our streets.
What do you want to do again? That's going to be pricey.
Oh, someone wrote, Vin, you're thinking of Carl Hart. And then they sent the article. Carl Hart, Columbia professor, heroin every day. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't have a problem with it. Just every day.
I don't know this guy, but you know, he talks from the article I read, he talks about drug use very ideally, which is, and I believe him in that there are people who can do stuff and it's not a problem. There really
but he
are
does it
a lot
every
of
day.
Them.
Let's get him to take one day off and see what happens. I've seen train spotting. You can lock yourself in any box you want to. When you start needing that fix, you will find a way out.
Yeah.
I will slide between. I don't care that I'm losing half my skin.
I do fear for him, but he seems to be doing okay, and he's a very smart person. Mm-hmm. He's a professor at Columbia.
Yeah,
come
on. That's a big school. Is Columbia Ivy League?
But I definitely had friends. I think so, yeah. Mm. I definitely had friends who would go, yeah, I could take it or leave it. Or they were the ones who'd go, well, I never buy that stuff, but sure, I'll take a hit. And you'd be like, well, how about you buy once in a while just to even things out a little? How would that be?
Sheesh.
And I'm not talking about heroin, by the way.
No.
You used to actually have to go to a drug house to buy your doobie weed. Now you just get it right down the street.
Hey, I'm going to run down to the dispensary. Yeah. You need anything? I'll get it for you if you want. They got a new relaxing brand and some gummies. Let's do that. What do you think?
I ate all the gummy bears in your car. They're delicious.
That was I thought that was a funny segment on the.
It was funny.
It was
very funny.
Definitely more funny than the cringy date.
I like the cringy date thing. I thought that was funny, but I agree. It was good. It's just that Pete Davidson was in it, so that he ruined it.
Another one. Like, a lot of people have a different sort of take on this house move. It took them 2 years to prep the move for that house. Permits and move wires, trees, parking meters, $400,000 to move it. I wanted to go watch. Super interesting. Yeah, I heard, and in fact, you'll see in the pictures if you look it up, and we're talking about the house that moved a few blocks down the street in San Francisco. They did it over the weekend, and people turned out to watch
it. It looks
this.
Like a parade.
Yeah. And I can see why. It's
an
impressive feat. Really neat.
I'd go out there with my cup of coffee. Yeah, let's take a look at this. I hope nothing goes wrong.
And I haven't seen that, but what I was referencing was they rebuilt this house in my neighborhood, and they must have just taken the house down and then moved the pieces over here and put it back up.
I see that sometimes on like the DIY shows and the building. They do, there's this cabin, these cabin people. They'll build you a cabin like out of an old barn. They take the barn, carefully unpeg it, you know, if there's not a nail in the whole thing, and they take it apart and then they make you a house out of it. Mm-hmm. I love stuff like that. And it's just, you know, that's the ultimate in recycling. They say, you know, the ultimate green building site doesn't have a dumpster on it.
Hmm.
Because there's nothing to throw away.
OMG. Sarah, there used to be a TV show called House Movers. It was fascinating seeing how they do the whole house. Yeah, that's the thing. This house is all in one piece. And
it's
somehow
incredible.
Gonna be...
It's so huge, too. It's like a 5,000 square foot house, I think you said. Mm-hmm. It's enormous. To move that all in one piece is a feat of engineering. Well done. Now put those same engineers on solving some other problems. They're so smart. They figured it out.
Oh, here's a good one. 408 says, Fred Durst, I wonder if McDonald's has hired him back. But, I think that band made plenty of money at a time when money was still makeable in the music business. I'm sure he's not hurting for dough.
He's probably, let's find out what Fred Durst's net worth is. Research department.
And I'm guessing they would really try to push out a new album if they were in desperate need of money, right?
20
right.
million.
How much?
20 million, there you go.
Oh, he's poor. At least by New York standards.
I wear glasses at work and absolutely reach under and rub my eyes all the time. I'm a nurse. Also, never had COVID.
Uh-oh.
Well
yeah, I feel like I itch my eyes more when I wear my glasses than my contacts.
When I have my contacts in, I constantly pinch them off my corneas.
You do?
I don't touch my eyes when I have, unless they're bugging me. But with my glasses, I'm all up in there in my eyes.
Yeah,
itchy corners of my eyes.
Sierra's like literally grabbing her eyeball all the time. Yeah. She's like reaching into
I pinch it through the lid. I pinch that and I just kind of click it open, like, you know, break the seal, and it just makes everything sit better. I think it makes the eye water too, and that's desirable.
When you have this is a text that people really want to hear.
Okay.
Sarah, do you know the name of the cushy bike seat you have or a search term that might lead me to it? I nearly broke my kitty cat during a ride on the hard seat this weekend.
Yeah,
desperately seeking a plush ride. Thanks.
I don't have a specific name for you. However, the one I have looks like a heart made out of gel. And it even has like a crack down the middle of it. And it sits, it looks like I've got like a big muffin on top of my hard seat. And it just attaches right over your seat and it kind of ties on tightly. But I have abandoned that bike for my moped, which has a motorcycle
seat.
Which is incredibly much more comfortable. It's, you know, it's like sitting on a loaf. It's nice, really soft loaf of bread.
A loaf.
Yep. You know how they are. They're long and padded, and you straddle it, as opposed to a bike seat that you just sort of put your butt on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this texter is trying to get exercise or if they have an electric bike, but you know how I've been biking recently?
Mm-hmm.
I looked that up too because my pelvic bone, or my butt bone, was really like kind of sore. So they say it's supposed to be that way because when you're biking and getting exercise, you're rarely on your seat. You're using your legs so much that you're kind of lifting up off the seat often. But I guess if you're just like Sarah and you're kind of going for a cruise.
Yeah, I'm just sitting on that thing.
Yeah, I would say there's one really easy way to fix that, and that's get some biker shorts with the pad on the butt bone.
Yes.
And then you won't have that problem.
Mm.
Of course, you might want to put something over those biker shorts since, you know, there's your wiener the whole time. But that's... Well, she's a lady, so there's her, you know, toe the whole time. Whatever the case may be.
You know, I'm thinking what she should probably do is just take the seat off the bike, and then she'll be forced to not sit on anything, and she'll get a great workout and not hurt her butt.
Or better yet, just stay home.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Oh,
you
my
guys
God.
Are good.
You know what doesn't hurt my butt? My couch. It's crazy how comfortable that thing is. Oh, never want to get off it.
No wonder people text us every day. We've got the answers to everything.
Oh, my God.
Problem
we are just a
solvers.
Font of knowledge.
Am I alone here? But I think the singer from Four Non Blondes sounds exactly like DeJesus.
Oh.
What?
Let's hear you sing.
I don't know who this person is.
Yeah, oh my God. Don't rub your youngness in our face.
I'm sorry.
She's 27 years old, Nicole is. That song came out 28 years ago.
Oh, that's
right.
I don't know.
Deep breath. Oh, my God. I've never heard
this song.
It's interesting because I don't hear that at all.
I don't hear that at all either.
At all?
Well, let's hear you sing it.
I'm okay.
Yeah, try it. Just mock it.
I don't know this song.
Such but yeah, she knows the song.
510 says, I just spent the last 20 plus minutes looking for Wiener Island. I found it.
Oh, good.
Just go to our Facebook. Is that up, Bryn? Did you put it up?
Oh, I didn't put it up.
Oh, put that
Bryn
up there.
Will put
make
it up
easy.
On
Let's
our Facebook.
Make it easy
I'll
to
put
find.
Up a story of it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It is a full on double knob ding dong.
I will admit, I spent quite some time last break researching on how to get cocaine off of cornflakes.
Oh.
Couldn't figure it out. I can't figure it. It's not an easy Google search, I'll say that much.
I think you just pour a little milk on it and just wait till it evaporates and then cocaine.
707 says, if you are following the new... This is for Jane. And for Sarah.
All right.
If you are following the new Perseverance Mars rover, definitely tune into NASA TV on YouTube at 11 a.m. today. Very exciting stuff will be shown.
Oh, I can't wait.
I've seen a picture of a rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was incredible.
Very exciting, yes.
There's a lot in common with rocks there and rocks here.
No, they're both kind of rocky?
Yes, it's crazy.
Wow.
They're like almost family members.
Oh, we haven't found any new elements up there? Nothing unique to Mars?
Maybe that's the announcement today.
I can't wait.
Good morning, guys. Just got back from Hawaii. I'm so glad we went. Even with the masks, it helps give us some sense of normalcy to life again.
Mm.
I agree. I think that, you know, that's one of the things that Christina had said to me is that life does not have enough joy in it right now. And I was like, yeah.
Let's get a puppy.
I can't argue that.
Hold on, Jane, weighing in. NASA, heart, heart, heart.
Yeah, she know. I know that she's a really big fan.
Meet you there, Janie.
415 says, I love Vinny's obsession with Wiener. As a gay man, I really appreciate it very much. I'm not obsessed with Wiener.
Unabashed obsession with, no, not with Wiener, but with your Wiener. I mean,
well, sorry.
Well, it is.
Name a guy that
upon
isn't.
Upon which the world spins.
And then name one guy that it doesn't have that similar attitude about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just very upfront about it. That's all. Most people just sort of keep it in their pants, so to say, so to speak.
Speaking of Wiener, that island article is up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook
Good
page.
Good job, Bren. Mm-hmm. Way to twist the knob and rip the knob off.
Exactly.
Oh, I find myself so amusing. Oh, God. I'm going to stop.
Some people wrote in about the TikTok challenge we talked about and all kinds of reasons why men and women can and can't do it. I don't know. Just do it. If you can, great. If you can't, be careful. Your nose might snap when it hits the floor.
When did you get the puppy? Friday?
No. We got the call Friday and went to have a look on Saturday.
And why did they say they didn't want the puppy anymore?
We don't know. And so I don't know what the, in fact, that was one of the what do you call that? A red flag in my mind was, what's wrong with this thing if someone got it and gave it up right away? But I think, you know, people don't realize puppies are really hard from the second you meet them.
Mm-hmm.
They walk right in your house and crap on your floor. Like that. And you're all...
You're telling the story about the dog's first minute in your house, right?
Yes. Like, okay. We thought we were good. We'd been outside. Everything was good. We're going to go in now. And then it went. Oh, thanks.
Well, it's so nice and warm in here. Oh, a cushy carpet? Let's poop on this. Gotta mark my territory. And then, by the way, they named the puppy Ripley because they finally used the name Ripley.
Yeah. That was
super cute.
That was actually Christina's choice.
Oh.
So
she loves red flags. So, woo!
Well,
off we go to the races. New dog. Here we go. I'm going to run with this dog.
I'm with Vinny. I fell asleep watching Titanic in the theater.
That was so good.
And when I woke up, first thing I said to my boyfriend was, they're still sinking?
Oh, the sinking goes on for quite some time. Yeah. The sinking takes a long time for a giant ship to sink. And the band played on. We're still sinking. We're taking on water. At some point, this will be over, but it's going to be a while.
There is a song titled It's 5 o'clock Somewhere by Alan Jackson. I knew that it was a country hit. I knew
see.
That.
It's 5 o'clock Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Said every drunk every day of their lives.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's 5 o'clock.
Let's see. Well, anyway, there's a lot more, but we're out of time. But thank you so much for taking the time to send them in. We appreciate that. And we'll be back after these.
Sarah. And Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, look, for a Monday, this was a fun show. Mm-hmm. And just looking out the window all morning makes me want to go out there and get my vitamin D for the day. Vinny,
what will you be doing today?
Nothing compared to what you're going to be doing. Let's go play with our new puppy. Yeah. Get some videos up there. Yay, puppies!
Unfortunately, I don't have, I have other things planned, but I'll get to that point. I have to go to the dump today and I have to figure out how to get these things connected to the internet and a couple
of
things.
You gonna take the dog with you to the,
no.
I mean, dogs love the dump.
No, I'm going to take the dog can't go really anywhere yet because it's only a puppy. So it doesn't have all its shots and you don't want it to get sick and die before, you know, just as you're getting to know it. So
you got
to
protect it.
She's staying in the backyard and inside the house until she's fully
until she's pooped in every room, and right. then she'll be ready to go out into the world.
Right.
Well, have a great day. I know you got a lot of things on the docket, so it sounds like a busy one.
I'm going to try and squeeze in a surf, too, so it's going to be a busy afternoon.
Jeez, it's almost bedtime already. You've eaten the whole day.
There's the day right there.
Right. All right, well, have a good one. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for all the feedback on our Saturday morning special. We're doing 6 days a week now, so if you commute on Saturdays like you do on Wednesdays, we're there for you. And people really liked it, so thanks for the feedback on that. V Hale is up next, and then Janie, who I'm sure will have all kinds of news about Perseverance, the Mars rover. If that's at 11 o'clock, I mean, we're already making plans. You know, we're going to eat popcorn together. And
oh, you and Jane are.
Yeah, me and Jane.
Oh, good.
We'll do our own random hookup today. Jane, we're going to watch NASA. All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.